New home ownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from the Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates now at homedepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. Nevertheless, every democracy recognizes the necessary restraints of national security. And the question remains whether those restraints need to be more strictly observed if we are to oppose this kind of attack as well as outright invasion. For the facts of the matter are that this nation's foes have openly boasted of acquiring through our newspapers information they would otherwise hire agents to acquire through theft, bribery, or espionage, that details of this nation's covert preparations to counter the enemy's covert operations have been available to every newspaper reader, friend and foe alike, that the size, the strength, the location, and the nature of our forces and weapons, and our plans and strategy for their use, have all been pinpointed in the press and other news media to a degree sufficient to satisfy any foreign power, and that in at least one case, the publication of details concerning a secret mechanism whereby satellites were followed required its alteration at the expense of considerable time and money. The newspapers which printed these stories were...
All righty, there you go. You know, if we take a look at the World Economic Forum today, he just described them perfectly. The World Economic Forum has just been described, and he's absolutely right. What is happening today in the media? Let's look what is happening in America. Under the Biden crime cartel, we gave our enemies, the Taliban, $85 billion worth. We gave them an army, equipment given to our enemies. And that is more than most countries in the world have in their military. We gave it to them. That's not a smart thing, is it, Jan?
It is not. My phone jammed up on me.
Oh, okay.
It's not, absolutely not. And I think again, what we're doing is you have so many people that are so revved up about the borders of Afghanistan that they couldn't care less, it seems, about the borders of America. And whether we should, should give arms and supply arms, and yet they're the same people, many of them, that say we should really, you know, tone down the military, turn it into a sensitivity training class, and teach gender and equity and sensitivity training. It's really ridiculous. We just honestly need to just forget all of this nonsense. Get back to the basics. And understand, like, just in the schools, it's reading, writing, arithmetic. When we learn from Reagan, it's peace through strength. It's not arming everybody under the sun. It's about taking care of home first, America first, as President Trump has said so many times.
Well, now, you know, circle back. Jen Psaki says it's imperative. It's imperative that we secure the borders between Ukraine and Russia. Okay.
Yeah.
And so why is it their borders are more important than ours? I wonder if you could get into the mind of the Democrats out there, if they realize what's happening. I'm just wondering, what do you think? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what I think. I think that it's no longer a question of they've got bad policy, that they've got some ideas that just aren't very good. I believe that things are so bad, and that they're so uniformly bad in so many different arenas, the only conclusion a rational person can come to is that this is a deliberate taking down of the United States. They are deliberately trying to destroy every part of our not only our economy, we see it with, you know, our energy. We no longer are energy independent. We're begging tyrants in Russia for oil. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. I just came from a seminar in Canton tonight, where they talked about how they're dumbing down our school. It started with the Common Core, and now it's the critical race theory. And they're teaching kids pornography in schools. You know what? We got some ideas and some plans to fix this, not only at the federal level, but as you know, Pastor, I'm on the a founding board member of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers, and we've got a state bill that's going to address this as well, that can give parents the rights again, and they can sue should these rights be violated if their children are being taught obscenity or grooming or critical race theory or 1619 Marxism project. We've got to get it back. And honestly, I don't believe, and people are asking me, why are you running, Jan? You've always been on the outside. And the reason is because I don't believe we can sit it out and wait and find out if the people who make all the promises and say all the things we want to hear, if they actually mean what they say. Can I tell you something? Again, there is only one way to tell the difference between the real and the fake, the real and the rhino, and that is action. And if you don't have actions to back up what you say, then you've got nothing but an empty slogan. And we cannot afford to sit around and wait and find out if you really mean the things you say. We are on a precipice right now. Our America is literally in peril. It's hanging by a thread. Every analogy you want to be, we're hanging over the cliff. We have got to get our country back. I believe God's given me a plan, much like he's given me the idea 12 years ago for the heartbeat bill. I believe there's a way to maneuver around the obstacles, the rhinos who have stood in the way of everything we want to do, and I can't wait to implement it, to build the team, to decide who the leader's going to be in accordance with the principles that are spelled out in my America First contract. It's at janetfolgerporter.com. I don't want to take up your other guest time. I just want to say, if I lived in Georgia County, I'd be voting for you, Skip. I'm so grateful for your stand, for everything you're doing. And I just can't emphasize enough the importance of this primary election. We can't afford to wait until November, because if Christians don't come out now, there will be nothing but rhinos on the ballot to vote for in November.
Well, you know,
the Republican side.
Pastor, are you familiar with ESG?
No.
ESG, if you look at the economic world or economic forum, ESG is a measure. It's like the credit system that the Chinese are using with people. Well, the citizens are measured on how they act and what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Businesses are starting to be measured, and people are going to be measured by what they invest in and what they buy and what they do. And that's all part of the World Economic Forum, which is connected, by the way, I hate to say this, to 2030. If you look, Jan, at part of why you might see some of the changes going on, 2030 had to do with transfer of wealth. So one of the other Agenda 2021, one of the premises or one of the ideas that they came up with was that America is too wealthy And so, you know, in other countries are not so wealthy. And so we have to somehow transfer the wealth. Well, how do you do that? We transfer wealth by transferring our manufacturing to China. When China owns the manufacturing, they get the wealth that goes along with it. So we transferred all this capability around the world and gave it up. And so we became a poorer country. We're transferring the wealth. This ESG, environmental, social, governance, measurement metric system, which now the companies are being forced into. A lot of companies don't want to be a part of this, but the investing world is now saying, well, you got to be a part of this or we're not going to put you on the market or whatever the case happens to be. Pretty soon, everybody's going to have to comply with it. We have to start pushing back on these programs.
All right, so
you know, we do, and I'll just say, I just want to interject that I wrote about this whole social credit system in my book, A Heartbeat Away. That's the chronicle and the handbook of how to get a heartbeat bill and do the impossible in your state.
Jack, could you talk more into your phone because you're fading in and out?
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me now. I'm having some phone issues.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so what they're doing in China is, let's just imagine that somebody posts a pro-Trump thing on a social media and you hit a like button. Say, I like that because I like Trump and I'm going to his rally. That will give you a deducted credit score.
Right.
All right. Like say you got a, I don't know, let's say a new SUV. And someone's going to say, well, that's a gas guzzler. So we're going to make that a negative score. Or if you're for gun rights or for anything having
you
to
hang
do
out
with
Skip Claypool right
yeah.
away. You get
oh, yeah.
two dings for that one.
Oh, yeah. If you get a picture taken, I don't know, exercising your First Amendment rights in Washington at a January 6th rally, for example, then you're a terrorist on top of things. So what we're finding, and there was a gentleman that I quoted in the book who couldn't get his kids into schools. They couldn't get into a good school because of social credit didn't go along. He didn't bow low enough to the communist Chinese government. And that's where we're headed. That's what Italy just did, by the way. Italy just said, you know what? We're going to make these social credit scores, and we're going to try and rein in this climate change, and we're going to say, you know, that we're going to ping you for not being green enough or not bowing to the leftist agenda. This is the kind of stuff we've got to stand up and stop, or we are going to wake up and find ourselves in a place. We're just exercising our First Amendment rights. It becomes that is something that's going to put us in harm's way and take away our freedoms. By the way, there is a, and I wrote about, and I actually talked about this in my documentary film called Light Winds, How to Overcome the Criminalization of Christianity. There's something called the spiral of silence. And what happens is people are intimidated. Right now, people don't speak up because they're going to be called a mean name. Or they're going to say you're a racist or a bigot or you whatever you are. They'll use all their knee-jerk things to keep Christians silent, to keep conservatives, to keep those who believe in the Constitution to remain silent. And then they go after it with the social scores, and that's going to affect your credit, whether you can travel, whether you can leave your home. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about, and all we have to do is look to communist China to see our future if we don't stand up. And I just say again, thank you, Skip. Thanks so much for what you're doing. And I want to give you an opportunity. If people wanted to find out more about you, what is your site that people could go, maybe donate and help you out?
SkipClaypool.com. It's very straightforward.
Yeah, that's very easy to remember, SkipClaypool.com. And I just, again, one more time before I let you guys go, I just want to say that you have no idea the importance of this primary vote. It may be the most important election we've seen. Why? Because if we can get the right people in Congress, if we can get the right people all the way down to the local level, you know what that means? That means we're going to be set and ready to take back our elections, take back our schools, and to elect the leadership that will prepare when President Trump is back in the White House to give him the means to carry out the righting of the wrong, of this travesty, of this deliberate destruction of America. We're going to take it back. Because I'm going to tell you something. Be hopeful. Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons I'm hopeful is that God is famous for working through remnants. That's what he does. And nothing is more a better example than the primary election, especially in my race. You got seven candidates in an open seat. That means one church. You're just your friends at your church could influence this election where you live because so few people are coming out. And I'm telling you what we're finding out in the early voting. that people are, very few people are, have requested absentee ballots. They're saying that the primary vote is down by as much as 30% from the last time around. This is not a good sign, but it is a sign that our vote is going to matter like never before. So get the word out. We've got 5 days to educate everyone you know on who it is that stands for righteousness, that stands for God, for country, for life, for liberty. This is it. This is where it's come down to. And I just, again, we do not have time to sit this out. We can't afford to sit it out and hope for the best that someone might actually mean what they say. No, not anymore. The only way to tell is actions. And Skip's actions have matched his words. I'd love to see him elected. And my actions, I think, speak for themselves. I've got really 35 years of standing for God in the public square and bringing the killing to an end. There's a place in America that doesn't kill 9 out of 10 children. That's never happened before. When we set out to do this, they said it couldn't be done, and yet it's done. And I'm telling you one last time, if we can end abortion, then we can take our country back. And Texas is just the beginning of what's coming. And by the way, we are drafting an Ohio bill with a Texas version. We're making sure it doesn't affect the Texas or the Ohio heartbeat law that we've passed already. We're finessing that bill right now, but we're going to get it introduced, and we're going to end the killing here as well. While our bill travels up through the court system, I believe it's going to help deliver the final blow to the heart, the fatal blow to the heart of Roe versus Wade. But we can do that nationally, as we see, and you talked about on your program, Pastor, that they're trying to Maryland, California. They want to kill kids legally until they're 30 months, 30 days old. I mean, it's appalling. That's why we need a federal heartbeat bill. We can't do it state by state. We got to protect them all. Just like you can't have some slave states and you can't have some free states. No, it needs to be all free. And all children need to be protected. The right to life needs to be guaranteed wherever you live. And that's what I'm going to work for. And so I can't wait to get there, and I'm hoping you'll help, whether you live in Summit, Stark, or not. You can pray, you can contribute, you can work the polls, and again, you can go to janetfolgerporter.com, and I look forward to hearing from you, and to hopefully seeing you on Tuesday as you come with everybody you know in your family and your church to put your faith to action, so to speak, and take our country back.
I've got a very good feeling about this, Jan, for both you and Skip here. And could you just picture this, Jim Jordan as Speaker of the House or Ted Cruz as Speaker of the Senate?
Oh, my God, that'd be a dream.
Could you picture that?
Yeah. I absolutely can picture that, and I think I know a way how to make it happen.
You know, I think Jim Jordan would be impeaching Biden, like, in the first month.
Within a couple seconds, you know. Yeah. You know, Jan, when I tried to get on Twitter, and I set a record, it took them 15 seconds. I'm not kidding you. 15 seconds to deny me on Twitter. Now, wow. I've got a chance of getting on there because of Elon Musk. Yeah. And as soon as they heard my name, that was it. That was it. That was all. But now, here's some good news. Ready? This will make you feel better. In Toronto, the zootards claims, the Toronto Zoo claims that its animals are voluntarily getting injected with a COVID vaccine. See, all the animals are voluntary. They're saying, yeah, that's what we want to do, okay? Now, you know, I can understand why some of those two-legged animals might say that, but it's hard for me to believe that the four-legged animals are saying that. What do you think?
It's crazy, absolutely crazy. I mean, I honestly wonder if these people, when they're speaking, how do they keep a straight face? I mean, it's just really so absurd what they're doing. By the way, when Twitter bans you in 15 seconds, that's a badge of honor. In the same way that I'm the most watched woman in America, that says something. I've done a lot to earn that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that. Mom and Dad are so proud. You know, but that's it. If the enemy knows that you are a threat than to their godless, their Marxist agenda, then you're doing something right. And if they consider you a threat, I think those are the kinds of people we want to make sure that we go in and we do damage to the enemy's camp and we advance the kingdom of God in every area of the culture, every corner of the culture, and in Congress and in the local races as well. Top to bottom, it's time to take it back, to occupy until he comes. That's what we're called to do, and that's what I want to do.
Well, we're going to do it, Jan, because you see, we're a people. We know what a woman is, and we know what a man is. We can tell the difference. We know how many genders there are, and we know what the definition of marriage is. We know these things. Our opposition is clueless. They don't know any of these things, okay?
Well, they're not biologists, Pastor. You know, they're not right. Biologists.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, I know you want to get your beauty sleep, and I know you've been wanting to kind of scoot out. But listen, I just want to thank you for being here. And I'm excited about seeing you in Washington, D.C., because I know when you get scrapping with those hussies from hell, that's what we called the squat. It's going to be exciting. So, well, God bless you.
I can't wait. I can't wait. So God bless you. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate your help, Pastor. And Skip, we'll celebrate together on Election Day here, hopefully.
All right. Very
I'm all
good.
In on that.
We love you. We're going to open God the phone lines now and take some calls. So you ready to roll? Thank you, Jen. And you're more than welcome to stay with us, but I guess she's going to get that beauty sleep. You know, I tried that beauty sleep. It never did me any good. Okay. Yeah, you
can
look.
I think you're beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Okay, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. I'm almost tempted to play because a little piece here, and I don't know if it'd work. Can I hook up in here and see if I can play this little squat? This is from Christopher that didn't make it in. And so I'm going to try to see if I can get this piece to come up. Okay. Let me see. That's not working there. Okay, let's see if this works.
It wasn't a good childhood. In fact, it sucked. But my mom had the courage to stand up and get us out. We bounced between shelters and family couches. You see, the American dream isn't handed to anyone. You have to fight for it. No excuses. I'm Christopher Rodriguez. My mom worked hard to give us a better life. And my stepdad, a mechanic, and a Marine, became my rock. But I still had a lot of anger as a kid. Until I became a teenage dad, I had to step up and do the right thing for my daughter. No excuses. I graduated high school early, and I worked two jobs to provide for my young family. Then one morning, as I was dropping my daughter off at childcare, it happened.
They've learned the FBI is investigating reports that two plane crashes at the World Trade Center are the result of foul play. There's no doubt about this. If you have two eyes, you know what happened here. This is absolutely sinister.
I just had to step up again, this time for my country, as a United States Marine. I was 17 years old, and in a matter of months, went from boot camp to the front lines of the Iraq War. I did two combat tours, Baghdad and Fallujah.
In Iraq, three more Americans have been killed as U.S. forces prepare to retake the rebel stronghold of Fallujah.
The Marines couldn't see who was firing mortars at them from the end of Fallujah.
So far, 22 U.S. and Iraqi troops have been killed. 40 soldiers were treated and sent right back into the chaos.
My platoon was ambushed. Total chaos. An RPG exploded just a few feet from my head. But I was lucky. Not everyone made it. Came back to Pendleton, totally broken. I had to start from scratch. No excuses. At 23, I built my own company, bought a home, and within 3 years was named one of the top Latino real estate professionals in the nation. The American dream isn't just handed out. You have to fight for it. With no excuses, I'm living proof. I believe in the American dream. It is the answer. That's why I'm stepping up again. If you believe in it too, come join the fight.
And that was Christopher Rodriguez. And Christopher is running for Congress in the 49th Congressional District there in California, way down in. And now we wanted to make sure because he's got somebody living in his district who's a real lady, and we love her very much. And she is our San Diego correspondent. She's working for us out there. So, and that's Linda Stair. So, and Linda brought us this. So thank you, Linda, and good luck out there, Christopher. Now the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Nationwide, if you have a question or a comment, give us a call. 888. If you have a question about the NOAACA or Agenda 2030, we've got Skip Walter Claypool here. He'll answer those questions. And so give us a call, 888-677-9673. We had a clip we were going to play about food shortages, and they keep taking them down. They do not want people to know what's heading this way. We're going to fight. We're going to stand up against them. Now, before we take a call, I wanted to head this. We've been telling you from the very get-go that this whole thing about COVID, we told you in March, going back to March of 2020, remember? We told you this whole thing is a scam, okay? Folks, it's all about depopulation. We were talking about depopulation all the way back in the 80s. Now, here is the smoking gun, the proof that COVID and the whole pandemic are all about population control. New evidence has emerged to show that millions of taxpayer dollars sent overseas by the United States government on COVID relief were actually used to fund abortion and population control measures. That's right, folks. We told you receipts from the USAID grant agreement establishment in 2020 show that depopulation operations were disguised as Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 aid, and that American taxpayers were forced to foot the bill for all of it. Related, USAID also linked to Peter Daszak's Eco Health Alliance. The notorious eugenics group Pathfinder International has now been exposed for its complicity in the multi-million-dollar federal government scheme to stealthily use pandemic disaster relief efforts as a blank check to push population control agenda in other countries. We told you, we told you, we told you. Didn't we tell you?
Yes, you did.
Didn't we tell them, Skipper? Yep. So,
more than once.
Yep. 888-677-9673. Now, wait, there's something's wrong, because if somebody, a particular person out there, is not calling, then there's something going on here.
Dead.
Okay. Are you sure we're on the air? Okay. Folks out there, okay, folks out there around the country listening to us, if you can hear us, let us know, because when there's a certain person, who's that certain person? We're not going to, let's not say it, because we'll upset Cliff.
Yeah, we won't.
Okay. But if Cliff is not calling, then that means New York is not listening.
Is down.
New York must be down. If you're out there in New York and you're listening to us, or whatever, all across the country, okay, give us a call at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And listen, try to ask some, like, really sophisticated, hard questions, because our guests right here, Skip and Randy, they want to sound brilliant. They really want an opportunity just to come across as brilliant. So, well, look, every single, oh boy, I said something to the entire boardlet. Yeah, I guess so. So they are listening. Somebody turn on the radio. All right, we'll take some calls. We'll get somebody, people up. He's taking some calls right now. I mean, folks out there listening, stay on the line. Stay on the line, because the whole board is lit. He'll get to you one at a time.
Did you see where the Senate is going to haul Musk in? The Democrats in the Senate to haul him in to question him about what his plans are for Twitter.
He's up against the CIA. He's up against the FBI. He's going to be up against.
What right do they have to question a businessman how he runs his business?
They don't have any rights, but they don't.
Right. But also a guy who may, but he may well be funding them too. He may well be. Who knows?
Well, you got to look. One thing about this, see, because Musk has been working. He's worked with the government. He's worked with the CIA in the past. So now they've got something here, because he kind of knows, he knows his way around in there. So they're going to have a little bit of a harder job to trying to take him down. It's unbelievable, folks, what's happening out there. So, okay, we're going to take some calls here. As soon as, okay. Okay, let's go to who's first, Jim? Okay, Jim, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Jim, calling from outside Chicago. When you were talking, within about the last half hour, there were these sounds like somebody was pressing the keys, and it was eliminating our ability to hear what you were saying. Now, I don't know if that is just only in the Chicagoland area or if it's affecting you close there nearby, Ohio.
All right. Right now, it seems things seem to be all right. Look, they're always trying to jam me, okay? These things only, if you listen to this radio program, it only happened when we're on. When we're off the air, it'll go back to normal. But right now, things seem to be okay. They seem to be working right now.
Is there is there technology that you're aware of that you can pinpoint where it's coming from? Some military-type technology?
No, it's pretty hard to do that because they've got so many different ways to do that.
The only time it really works that way is that if you guys call in and tell us, then we have a heads up.
So and, you don't and know that, whether it was through the whole system or whether it was only me?
No. If it was through the whole system, every board, the entire board would have lit up. We would be hearing about it. People would be calling us from all over the country.
All right. God bless you for what you do. You got a lot of calls. Thank you.
You too. God bless. Thanks. All right. Let's go to Al in PA. Al, you're in the air. Hello, Al. Go ahead.
How you doing there?
Okay.
My belief is that we need, and I think John McTernan has said this, and maybe even, I'm not sure if Joe Larson, I believe we need a new party in this country because I think the Republican Party is pretty infected as well. What's your comment on that?
I'll let Skip handle that.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I'm in a Republican Party because it's the only party that kind of aligns with my conservative beliefs. But the Republican Party, in just about every county, I think in Ohio, has got a very corrupt side. In Geauga County, we got a corrupt chairwoman and a whole bunch of rhinos that go along with her, and it's just disgusting. She put an ad in the paper today going after a guy who has been doing as much as he can do, great work, pulling together conservative Republicans, and she just attacked him. And it's not right. So I think you're right. I think the only way – but the problem is the Democrats and Republicans have created laws and wired the system to make it so hard to create a third party that, I mean, people would almost have to rise up and revolt.
Right. There should be an opportunity on an equal playing field, on a level playing field, because, right, we've got an infestation of rhinos. And that's one of the problems. They're the ones that we've said this time and time again. They're the reason right now that you have the war in Ukraine, the reason right now that you have this food shortage, the reason you have the things that are all happening with the $4 or $5 a gallon gasoline is because the rhinos did not stand up when they were required to do it. When the time came for them to stand right there on January 6th and say, no, we are not going to certify this election. The corruption is a mile wide and a mile deep. That was their responsibility to do that. They failed us. They failed God and they failed country. And we're not.
And you had three Republicans. You had three Republicans that voted for Jackson: Mitt Romney, Murkowski, and Collins. I mean, how could that be that it didn't even go to the vice president? You had three Republicans voting for that woman who's a baby killer. What else can you say about her?
Oh, I can say that she loves pedophilia, that she's real big on pedophilia. She don't have a problem with pedophilia at all.
What happened to Mitt Romney? I mean, what's up with him?
Romney's a rhino from the word go. He will sell you out. I wouldn't, this guy's, and the other two, too. And it's a very, very poor reflection on the states that they belong to have that. In other words, that doesn't say a whole lot for those people in Alaska or in Utah.
And isn't it funny how he ran against Obama? So it's almost like he was staged to run against Obama because, neither. Think about it. Even if Romney would have won, we could see what direction he would have went in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he would have sold us. He would have sold us out.
So what is going on? That's what I'm saying. These parties aren't the answer. If you want to get this country in the right direction.
Well, there used to be in this country, there was a law against treason. There was an actual law against treason, and people that did what Joe Biden and others have done. Look, I heard the bigwigs from China when they were speaking, saying and telling a large group of collegians, I mean a huge group of collegians, look, we have our people in the highest places. We own the people in the highest offices in America. They belong to us. We own them. So what does that tell you? Now, you know, Obama Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese government. And that's why we've been sold out time and time again. All right.
Yeah,
thanks. All right, let's go to Wayne in New York. Wayne, you're in the air.
Good evening, and thank you, Pastor, and your team. An excellent program. I'm calling. I hope this is okay to ask today, but we're supposed to go. Meaning, my family is supposed to, you know, go to some family occasion. The United States Virgin Islands is a U.S. Territory. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Great. So, in order to, I mean, we didn't buy the tickets yet, but we want to buy the tickets. But according to whatever, all the websites of the airlines, one has to. You don't have to take the poison vaccine, fake poison injection, evil poison. You don't have to do that, but you do have to take a test, and you have to take it within 5 days, less than 5 days of departing, which is New York down to the Virgin Islands, one flight. Anyway, we don't want to take that because, am I understanding correctly, do you have any guests that verified that the tests themselves introduce poison chemicals into our precious God-given human body? Do you know
it's not poison chemicals. They're little, what would you call those chips? There are people that we've had a number of them say yes, that upon those swabs they have, there are little, not proteins, but what would you call those?
Nano chips?
Yeah, like nano chips. Yeah.
Nanofibers is what they're actually called. Yeah. Nanofibers.
So, because I heard, I listened to a program yesterday showing, I think it was yours, that the 5G. Oh, yeah. Did you broadcast that?
The 5G? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's. Mm-hmm.
The pulsing with the 5G network, and then they can basically turn us all into, you know, turn those who are with the chemicals, et cetera, into zombies. Yeah. So you're saying that that according to some doctor that you've had as a guest, that the fibers or scientists.
We had there was a woman who was a nurse and she's worked at this for years, and she did quite an investigation on that. I can't remember her name right now.
Nurse Penny.
Was it Nurse Penny?
It was Nurse Penny. Yeah.
Okay, but anyhow, I talked about do not.
Penny?
I believe it was
not Tenpenny. You're talking about two different people.
Yeah, Dr. Tenpenny. This is a different person.
This is Nurse Penny. Penny.
That's her first name?
Yeah, no, the last name.
Okay. There was another woman also who was a nurse.
And also the nanofiber. What happens is that when they swab you, not only are you swabbed, you know, for your culture, but they also implant a nanofiber in. You know, in the, I forget the name of the bone in your skull there that's right there. That's why they go up so deep. So now you're linked into the 5G system because now you can be tracked via 5G.
Unbelievable.
Let me tell you about this, too, very quickly while we have you.
Please.
Plastic used in face masks have been found in patients' lungs. Okay, this is by Rhoda.
Yeah.
Rhoda Wilson. Microplastic fibers were found deep in the lower lungs of number of living human beings in almost every single person sampled in a recent study by scientists at Hull York University Medical School. The study detection of microplastics in human lung tissue after they were a spectroscopy published in March of 22 discovered microplastic particles present in COVID masks in the lung issue of 11 out of 13 patients undergoing surgery. There you go. I mean, the articles is much more complicated.
So let me give you a tip on the test, by the way.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
This is Skip Claypool.
Skip. No. Oh, yeah, Skip.
Penny.
Thank you for your...
A little tip. So when you get an over-the-counter test, you don't go to the hospital and get the test because the requirement on the airlines is
is to get a test. It doesn't require a hospital test. You can get an over-the-counter test. And there's a cotton swab that comes with that test. I don't know if it's contaminated with something or not, but go and get a cotton swab out of your bathroom closet and use that instead.
You can tell the difference if you've got access to a magnet. Cotton obviously is not magnetic.
Right.
The one that's 5G sensitive does respond to a magnet. Follow me?
And by the way,
what's your name?
My name is Randy.
Randy, yes. Thank you again for your service. So you're saying a cotton swab could be if they're showing as magnetic, then
if it's showing magnetic, it's not cotton, obviously.
Yeah, if it's coming with a kit, is what Randy is saying.
Right.
Then you can put a magnet next
to it.
Put
a magnet and test it,
and you might get a reaction. But what I'm saying is, if you go and just pick up a cotton swab from CVS or whoever, use that instead. Because
use it with what instead?
You use that with your test. So,
right. What you can always do is that if you have the magnet, whatever you think you want to use, run the magnet by it. And obviously, if it reacts to the magnet, you know that it's not cotton, and that the other fiber that they use a lot is rayon. And they don't use cotton per se, but rayon's not magnetic either.
Right. Well, I'm going to be making a purchase of a magnet definitely for next. But here's my question, Randy and everybody. I noticed, and I'm just trying to pull the webpage up. There are two kinds of tests that they're selling that you can use. One is like I think I said NACC.
That doesn't ring. But I'll tell you this: I should be more up on it than I am. But I know there are two types. But I don't want to go over the air and say that it's this and it's that.
Fine.
And I'm not trying to back away, but I'm just trying to be honest.
My bigger issue is if either, let's put it this way, whatever test, look, my wife and I are just, we'll just say have a beautiful vacation and we wish you all the best. But I'm not taking no swab and no chip and no nanofibers are coming into my body that at least by anything that I personally would voluntarily enact in my own body.
Sure.
So the question is, Claudia, is there any test? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but we're running out of time. You got to hurry up because of the whole board.
My question is there any test known so far that doesn't have a harmful thing that I could quote unquote legally use?
Not that I know, because remember the people that are behind this are those that are behind the depopulation agenda. So, but I have to move on. But thanks. Let's go to Rock in Brooklyn. Rocky in Brooklyn.
A lot of New York people.
Yes, thank you, Brother Ernie. Brother Ernie, for taking my call.
Are you there? Yeah, we're here. You got to speak up.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your program for the longest while. A very good program. I want to donate to your program anytime, but I haven't got to that point yet. My point is, Pastor Ernie, we are political politician slaves, and we must admit that we are their slaves. These people are non-productive people. They has no trade. They don't know nothing more than to lie and lie upon lie and speak their grammatical languages we all cannot understand. Brother Ernie or Pastor Ernie, however you want me to address that, these people, listen good, the left, the right, no matter who is in power, Pastor Ernie, there is no use. No one can stop them, no. Total destruction is the only solution. No matter what we do, what we say, these people in power, and they're in power to fool their pocket, they're in power to make war. Each and every one of them come out a millionaire investing,
Well, I agree. Let me answer this because I'm running out of time, and that is simply this.
Okay,
from Genesis to Revelation, in God's Word, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, he makes it very clear. Resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is disobedience. So God tells us, look, don't worry about that victory part. I'm going to bring that with me. But here's what you do. You get out there and you do what you've been commanded. So we are to resist, he says, unto blood. So there you go. Let's go to Linda. Linda, you're in the air. This is our San Diego correspondent. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I know you have a national program there, and I wanted to address the fact that we have this primary coming up very soon, and for the people that are going to be mailed ballots, I want to assure them how their vote will be counted. Don't use the machine when you go in. Go into the poll, take your mail-in ballot, fill it out like you used to, any paper ballot that you used to fill out. Do not put it in the envelope. Take it to the precinct poll. Put it, there will be a locked box in there with a slot on it. Open it up, put it in the slot. It is under chain of custody. Your vote will be counted. There'll be no person that's going to open up an envelope. It'll go straight into the scanner to be counted in your major county code, counting area. And that is the safest way to vote. The Republican Party out here is telling everybody to mail in a ballot. There's a lot of talk show hosts locally that are telling people to mail it in. That is wrong. They're gonna, your vote is going to be in jeopardy that way. I'm telling you the most secure way to have confidence that your vote will be counted.
I just wanted
to get that in tonight.
Very good. Well, very good. You said it very well. You can stay there with us if you want. Let's go to Doug in Winchester, Indiana.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing? Love your show. All of a sudden, I just got a comment two callers ago. I just got to say, yeah, he's right. There's nothing we can do but because Satan got defeated as soon as Jesus went on that cross. So there ain't nothing they can do. You're right. They've been defeated forever. So, but if we can get one person to go to God in that time, then we've done what we're supposed to do. So that's the way I look at that.
Well, you'd be right. Just one person gets it. Right. Amen. All right, thanks, Doug. Let's go to. Oh, let me see what. Okay, there's a test, a saliva test you can take in Illinois instead of the sticking the thing up your nose, but not in New York City. Okay. All right, there you go. I know that when we went to the prisons, they wanted to stick it up your nose, yeah. And what we did is we just touched it outside. We didn't put it in, and went in and yeah. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, because I asked the fellow there, I says, he said, "You're supposed to take this, stick it, you know, to put it in a sleeve," and he was talking to Pastor Hal. I said, "So you're telling to take that and stick it in Pastor Hal's nose, right?" He said, "Yes." So I said, "Then I'm going to take this and stick it in Hal's nose." He said, "Go ahead." I'm not kidding you. That's what happened. And so Hal had to run in because he only has one nose, and there was two things they wanted to stick in there, right? And we wouldn't do it. We can't, you know. So anyhow, folks, that's the way it goes. Now, if Hal's out there listening, he's going to say, "Why did he have to tell everybody, right?" Okay. All righty. Now, we're at that time. You, Randy, this is your time, man.
All righty.
This is Get It Done.
I'm glad tonight that we did talk a little bit about the social credits in China, because this is the altar call now. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, meaning that we all owe God, if you want to call it, a social credit. And it's a credit that none of us can pay, yet all of us, it's a debt that we've incurred that we can't pay. But God came up with a way to pay for it. And what he did is that God went into the life, will, body, the existence of Jesus Christ. And in Christ, God paid the penalty, because the wages of sin is death. And Christ died on the cross. The crucifixion, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection was the certification that God agreed that he was, in fact, the acceptable offering, the Lamb of God, the sacrifice. And all one has to do is to acknowledge that, one, you have incurred the debt and you can't pay it, and it costs more than you can pay. But you are accepting the fact that through Jesus Christ, you can be redeemed or bought back from sin. Because if not, the only place you're going to go when you pass is to hell. And God's desire is that no man should perish, but that all should come to faith through life in Jesus Christ. And it's as simple as I like for people to confess it. And if something comes to mind, whatever it is that comes to your mind, then Father God, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I'm a drunk, whatever you are. But I do believe that Jesus Christ's death covers and paid for my sin. And I'm asking you by my faith, to accept me through Christ as being cleansed from that sin and adopted into the family as a son or a daughter of God. And if you believe that, if you confess it with your mouth, believe it with your heart, then you are saved. You have been saved. And that obviously that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. If all that's true and you believe that, then you're saved. It's as simple as that. God's done the work. You know, we incurred the cost. God did the work to redeem us back. It is as simple as that. And it's so simple sometimes that a lot of people miss it. So let's confess with our mouths. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. And Lord, I do believe that Jesus Christ, incarnation, it was you were in him, taking on the body and redeeming anyone who would accept by faith that fact and the lordship of Jesus Christ, because God can't be your Savior without being your Lord, the lordship of Jesus Christ, and that I give myself over to God now through Jesus Christ. If you've done these things, then you are saved. And it's as simple as that. And if you'll do that now or later, then you've been saved, and God has been gracious enough to do that already. Amen.
All right, very good, Randy. And folks, again, no one has ever regretted giving their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, look, there are a whole lot of people in heaven and a whole lot of people in hell, and they're all believers now. They're all, amen, whether they're in heaven, they're all believers now. You want to be one of those, okay? But you want to hear these words, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what you want to hear. And let me tell you something. Scripture is very, very clear. Works are the evidence of faith. If there's faith is there, there's going to be work. You're going to have a burning desire in your belly to serve the Lord. And if you don't have that, then you better make your salvation sure, because that is one thing you better be sure of. Because when you leave this world, you don't want to. You don't want to go south, right?
That's right.
There you go. All right, we have Linda out there. I want to thank you for calling in tonight, and thanks for, and tell Christopher that we gave him a little shot anyhow, even though he got the wrong time. He called in on the wrong program.
We sure appreciate it, Pastor.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you, too. You've been a blessing to us out there in San Diego. And so, well, God bless you, my friend. Okay, we're out of time. Skip, thanks for being here. You did great, okay?
Thanks.
And then until tomorrow, right, how we do this every night?
Good.
We want to say, okay,
good night.
Right, now, but you do it slow. God bless. Okay. And always do it now.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.